Hello, my lovelies, which sounds like a witch from a Disney movie saying. Anyway, hi guys, this is Ruben, one of your magical boys, here to tell you that we will not have a new episode this week due to prepping for FlameCon this weekend in New York, and we probably won't have a new one next week because of being at FlameCon in New York. Also, if you are going to be at FlameCon in New York, shout out to us on social media. Let DJ and I know. Come by and say hi. DJ's going to have a table in the Artist Alley, and I will also be roaming the area because my partner will also have a table in the Artist Alley. So why am I talking to you right now? Well, that's because in lieu of a new The Magical Boys episode, I thought it might be cool to put in a episode of You're Welcome Hollywood, which if you've listened to Magical Boys, you have heard me plug. It's the improvised screenwriting movie podcast that I do with my two straight friends, Ed and Tom. Tom just had a baby, so straight. It's really, really fun and really stupid. The particular episode I'm going to upload, we have a special guest on, Mark Kendall, who is just an amazing POC playwright and comedian and literally everything. He's amazing. So come check us out if you're going to be at FlameCon. No new Magical Boys this week or next week. And if you want to, enjoy this episode of You're Welcome Hollywood. And if you like it, subscribe to it on iTunes and give it a like or yell at me on social media. One of those things. All right. We will see you guys later.
To You're Welcome Hollywood, a podcast where Ed, Tom, and Ruben create a brand new screenplay every episode. Some of the ideas are better than others.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to You're Welcome Hollywood with Ed,
Tom,
and Ruben.
And Mark.
Yay! Mark Kendall's here.
What a delight. What a treat to have someone of your caliber on our show. Finally.
Oh, man,
Mark.
It means so much.
Like a 45 of comedy.
Like a 45 of common?
Of comedy.
Yeah, like a fat
like a bullet. Like it was on your caliber joke, Tom.
Yeah, I see caliber.
Yeah.
It's hard to make those jokes in this climate.
Yeah, people can't even imagine what bullets are.
Dirty fucking liberals. Can't even make a caliber joke.
You try to make a bullet joke and they're like, no.
Yeah. Sorry, I've already erasured that in my head.
Yeah, it's all gone. Oh.
Bullets don't exist in my reality.
Oh, man, erasure? You're,
between these
you're like,
always, I want to be with you and live with you. Live in harmony, harmony,
wow, what a start to the episode.
Very cool.
Well, we do have the silent juggernaut of comedy, Mark Kendall.
Hello, it's great to see you. Great
here
see
on the podcast. Oh, Mark really, is a longtime friend of Ed, Tom, and Ruben.
Oh, yeah, big fan.
You're on the last released episode of Brown Baggin'.
Oh, I didn't know that was the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Our failed video podcast.
It broke the mold.
It just went to sleep.
Never woke up.
Ate a bunch of lunches and went to sleep.
I really like Brown Baggin'.
Me too.
Took it to a farm upstate.
Yeah.
That's
fine. And that's where it is now.
That's where it lives now.
Yeah. Just roaming around with other podcasts.
This is your new Ed, Tom, Ruben content. Isn't it almost the same?
Yeah.
This one has already lived longer.
Yes. Love us.
Yeah, no, please. I like that one. I made chicken pesto pasta.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
I like that.
And I had a feeling you were going to come with it because you're no stranger to the kitchen.
Yeah, no, I like cooking stuff. I'm not like complicated with it. Like there are people that are like, oh, I put a dash of this and like a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. I like just putting a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah, you're like, I did a dash of only this.
Yeah.
My spice rack, like he's got all those bottles in the spice rack and just poured them all into one bowl, mixed them up, and that's in a salt shaker.
They all are Mrs. Dash flavors, though.
Yeah. It was just 30 Mrs. Dashes.
Yeah, just all different Mrs. Dashes.
All the Mrs. Dashes.
And a little bit of baking soda.
Yeah, a little Stacy Dash. That's Mrs. Dash, the Stacy Dash?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No, I just thought
controversial.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, who is Mrs. Dash? Yeah. The conspiracy revealed.
The third client.
Is it this secret conservative?
Mrs. Dash.
So, Mark, I know that you bake cupcakes. I've seen you do that many a time, and they're quite good.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have, so that's baking. Is there a thing that you cook that you like to cook? That's sort of your cooking equivalent?
Well, like the chicken pesto pasta thing that I made, I like a lot because I like pesto.
Oh,
like
pesto's
chicken,
so good.
You know what I'm saying?
Like everybody loves pesto.
Everyone loves pesto. Like something from time to time, I like to make like a little salmon. Make a little bit of salmon.
Salmon,
yeah.
How do you prepare that?
Well, that's the thing that I kind of like about it, is you don't have to do much to it.
No.
You just put like some salt and pepper on it, and then you got some salmon, you know? Yeah.
Do you usually like put it in the oven? Is it on the...
No, like on like a pan.
Doing that's how you do it. Okay.
Salmon?
Yeah. Skin on?
Yeah. Yeah, but then like I take it off.
Do you start with the, whole fish?
You cook it with the skin.
No. I'll get like a piece of like the...
Will you catch it? Will you catch the salmon?
You don't want to look it in the eye?
Man, I've never caught a fish successfully. Say what?
You don't want to look in the eye before you eat it?
Yeah, man. I wouldn't even know what to do with a whole fish if I got... I saw someone like clean a fish once and I'm like, I can't do that.
But had you got like a cartoon fish bone skeleton? Yeah.
You said you've never caught a fish successfully. Have you caught one unsuccessfully?
Like by mistake?
Yeah, what does that mean? Like, it was in your truck bed and you're like, how did this get here?
Yeah. No, never
accidentally caught this fish.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
No.
Oh, unsuccessful.
All my years, like, fish have managed to avoid me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great catch up.
Yeah.
We're here. This show is a comedy podcast where we improvise a screenplay of a title typically provided by listeners like you.
You hear that, iTunes?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We let Mark choose today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark, what was the name of the title?
I found an amazing title. Tempered Steel.
Mm. Tempered Steel.
Tempered Steel from Mike Bauer.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Nice. Yeah. Mike Bauer strikes again.
Yeah. Good job, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, when you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That man fucking bullshits
cool
movie
it,
titles.
Mike.
Back off, Bauer.
This is our show, Mike.
You think you can just come in here and take over with your title? No!
But we also desperately need your ideas.
Yeah, thank you so much for your social engagement.
It was really good.
It was a good
title. It was really good.
Tempered Steel. So
Mark,
what do we want?
Yeah, what was it about it that grabbed you?
Well, when I saw it, I was just like, well, it just felt like this thing that was like hoping to get to the surface, like tempered, the whole thing about tempered, where it's just like, you know? Mm.
You felt like an angst?
Yeah, an angst. That's what I was
saying. Huh, interesting.
So that sounds a little bit like somebody who you wouldn't expect to be like tough or I don't know, principled or something, getting to finally show their true metal.
Yeah. Cool. And metal, the other word.
Mettle.
Yeah.
I would imagine this character's one step closer to the edge and they're about to break.
For real. And nice Linkin Park joke.
Ed, that was for you.
Thank you.
And nobody else.
None of the listeners. Just me.
But Steel also. So there's
What about chefs?
Okay, cool.
Like pots and pans.
And their knives.
And their knives of steel.
Right. Yeah.
The tempered steel of the blade of a well-honed chef.
This is dope.
I was thinking about America's blue-collar workers.
No, but you know what? They're blue-collar.
As I often do.
I had another coal mining dream.
I wake up every morning and just going, how do I help the working man?
Orvain.
Moving to West Virginia.
Just sleeping on your stomach to Upton Sinclair's The Jungle every night.
I listen to the sound of an excavator as if it's an ASMR.
So chefs, right?
Yes. So do we want? I like this. It's got sort of like a feel of like a Ratatouille or something.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Although I've never
seen someone
Ratatouille.
Who sucks at cooking.
Okay, but what if it's a robot who sucks at cooking and Steel is two things?
Okay, dude,
robot chef.
Yeah.
What if it's a regular chef who sucks who meets a robot chef and gets trained to be good by the robot?
Oh man, it's a Okay, cool. So the working man is being replaced by robots. Robots taking their jobs, right?
Yeah.
And this is a big thing that America's worried about right now.
Yeah.
But it's a story of understanding and coming togetherness.
It's a story of the working man finally rising up and defeating the robots.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
In the context of a French kitchen or something.
Great. This is great. So what I'm
the blue collar job of a five star chef.
So it could be that let's live in a world where robots have taken over. Like that's known, right? And like all these people are out of their jobs.
Just the service industry.
Yeah, let's say service industry. Sure.
That's not like humans are enslaved or anything.
No. But
are we starting too complicated?
But in a few industries, like robots have taken over.
Yeah.
And this guy who used to be a chef.
Used to be.
Okay, used to be.
Yeah, he's been replaced. But I wonder if like is
I you know what? Here
like
is,
this is
I
turning into too much of a fight rather
it.
Than a learning curve.
Yeah.
Well, I sort of want that the robot that has replaced him is a bit of a goof.
He's just this like bicentennial man, yeah, silly robot.
Let's run that angle, but let's not start in a dystopia.
Yeah. Okay. Also, yeah. I'm just gonna run it back because the robot thing was a goof, guys. We can go there, but let's just make it a chef thing. And we'll
let's
find
start
out
it as
goes.
A chef thing, and maybe we'll find a robot.
Maybe we'll find robots. Maybe we'll go there. Maybe we'll go somewhere different.
Yep.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great. I love this.
Yeah.
Guys.
Simplify it. Let's make it human for once in our lives.
All right. I'm Ed.
I'm Tom.
I'm Ruben.
I'm Mark.
This is Tempered Steel. The studio logo appears. What do we want? Let's do
it's a girder, an I-beam.
Just an iron girder spinning on a crane over a job site.
Yes.
And it takes off.
And you hear that song.
The entertainer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And it curls up and blasts off into space.
Uh-huh.
Where it's caught by an alien and added to a skyscraper on the moon.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah. Sad. Because the alien is much bigger than everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's just real strong.
Yeah.
And what do we call the studio?
Scott Joplin Pictures.
Scott Joplin Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So we cut down to, I think, a restaurant.
Yes.
Right? Mm. Like this wonderful bistro.
Dishes clanking.
Yeah. There's those like meal ticket orders like hanging on the line.
Order up. Mark, order up. Flip it.
Yeah. Oh, we got a 86. The beef. We're out of beef.
Oh, 86 beef.
give me two lovers in a van.
Yeah.
Park it on the hillside and slop it through the jungle.
Hey, Dakota's still smoking outside.
Get this gluten out of here.
And there's people eating, and at a table we see like a young kid with his family.
Yeah.
And they're having a nice meal.
Is this kid important?
This kid is our protagonist, I think.
Oh, freak.
This is his childhood experience with food that made him want to be a chef.
Will these parents die? Is this Batman?
They leave the restaurant. All of a sudden, it's pearls falling on the ground. And he's like, I have to be something.
chef.
Not what I was going for, but.
The kid's name is Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Pack.
Wolfgang Anderson Pack.
Yeah, exactly. Related to Anderson Pack.
Okay. So Wolfgang Anderson is sitting at the
shout
table.
Out to Anderson Pack. Do our opening song. What's up?
They're eating. They're having a good time.
Right. And what Wolfgang is doing is super cool. Like he's got this dish, and they're like the parents are complaining about like how bland it is.
Ew, there's not enough salty.
Yeah, that's what his droopy dog is. His dad.
I'm having a bad time.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it. It's so bland. And meanwhile, Wolfgang is like finding little elements like from his parents' plates and like some of like the salt and pepper and ketchup and mustard and all that stuff, and he's created like a new sauce.
He like puts them over a candle and lets them cook for a minute.
He's making a good dish out of three bad dishes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's like sort of the thing that's so amazing about him is that he can turn any dish into a good dish.
Yeah,
no matter
right.
how bad.
I could take like a not so good situation and make it a good situation with my cooking.
Oh my gosh, Mark. Yeah.
And he says that.
Yeah. And that is the theme of the movie.
But you know what he can't do? Make a good situation out of his parents' relationship.
Yeah. Ooh, they are fighting at the table.
So it's hard. I'm so good at doing this with everything else, but I can't do it the most important thing to me.
His mom picks up a gravy boat and just smashes it over the dad's head.
Yeah. A gravy boat at a bistro. That's right.
Well, we've already said that it's like a gluten-free pizza.
That's right. That's right.
With no beef.
Yeah. And he's like,
and they take orders in the style of a diner.
It's a fusion restaurant.
It's fusion.
It's a bistro diner.
Yeah, fusion's hot right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seafood special.
Anyway, so that's like that's all we see. Like,
I think
kid,
maybe he says
kid.
To his parents, like, "Mom, Dad, look at the sauce I made," and they're just like, "No."
Yeah,
you don't do that.
Yeah, you get your nose back in those math books. You're going to be a math man.
Yeah, and the camera shifts slightly to the right, and we see that he has a lot of math books at this restaurant he's brought with him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or was forced to bring
forced
them.
To bring with them.
Yeah.
They're like, no cooking, and they smack the sauce out of his hand, and it shatters on the ground.
Oh, my god!
And we see it rapidly cooling.
Oh, my gosh.
And it looks like pearls.
Yeah,
it looks on the ground.
Yeah, all the shallots that were in it come tumbling out,
yes.
As if Martha Wayne's pearls.
Yeah, and just to really solidify this,
definitely not Batman.
A guy comes in and shoots both of his parents.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they walk outside, and both of his parents are hit by a Cisco truck delivering
beef because they're out. Let's keep them alive.
86th beef.
Because
okay.
We do dead parents so often.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like our favorite thing.
Yeah. Killing parents.
This episode, this whole series loves it. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So it's that, but it is like it's still them bickering in the car ride home. And it's just he's in a house that's not happy.
Right. But he's also sticking to his books, right?
Yeah.
So and it's not just math. It's because the math really what the math leads into is physics.
Yeah, physics and like science and chemistry, like learning how to bring things together.
That's right, you know? Mark.
Yeah, creating tastes.
That's
yeah.
right.
He's kind of learning some basically foundational things for like gastro cooking, more or less.
Yeah.
And maybe his parents are like, well, you got to go to bed. It's, you know, school early in the morning. And they send him up with like a really nasty sandwich up to his room to eat. And he goes into his closet.
He's got a secret.
He's got a spice cabinet.
Yeah, a little secret spice cabinet. They don't know about.
He gets out a little thing of smoked paprika.
Mm-hmm. He takes like a book that just says number one math on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's hollowed out and it's full of spices.
Yes.
It's a secret spice book.
Yes.
It's like a copy of like Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. Full of spices.
He's got this like Green Bay Packers because this is in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Of course it is.
But it
the
also
food
is
capital
nice.
Of the Midwest.
And the book also says A Brief History of Time, THYME.
Oh, it's nice. it's like when you buy like a fake can to like hold drugs in and it looks like Miller High Life, but it's like Miller I'm
High.
Really High Life.
Yeah, exactly.
They change it just enough.
And the Green Bay football helmet, though, he opens it up and it's a convection oven.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's been slowly just like...
his closet is a kitchen.
Small kitchen things.
Yeah.
Yeah. He reaches up and pushes his clothes aside and there's a printer spitting out tickets.
Oh, wait. No.
And one of those little spikes to put the used ones on.
But are they...
He's just playing restaurant.
Yeah, he's
got it.
There's no orders.
Yeah. And it's his only solace from, I think, like the yelling we hear downstairs.
Right. And he's like mimicking the conversations that he was hearing from the restaurant earlier, so he's like, gotta get no more gluten.
Yeah.
Dakota's outside smoking.
He's like, order up.
He's like, a fucking eight top just came in before closing.
And like, what's that, Wolfgang?
Nothing, Mom. I'm in the fucking weeds in here.
Yelling at his sous chef.
His sous chef, which is his cat.
Yeah.
Whose name is Sue.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Uh-huh. And then we sort of fade out on this and we like smash to white morning. He's like falling asleep on his books with all like the ingredients.
The oven is still on and there's a steak burning.
Yeah, maybe it's like the smoke alarm is like what wakes him up. Yeah.
And in a rush, he has to like hide and pack up all these things he's left out because he was up late cooking. And they're like, oh, Wolfgang, there's a fire in the house. Fire in the house.
I've got a question. Yeah. Why why does he have to sneak this stuff so much?
Because his parents don't want him to cook.
But what is it specifically that they don't want him to cook?
I think that it's just like the classic, your parents think that it's a silly passion, like when you want to be a musician or something.
Yes.
And they're like, don't even bother trying because all you'll do is waste your life when you could be succeeding instead.
Yes.
I think his parents are just like, they just think that cooking is stupid.
They're also like aggressively Caucasian and hate flavor.
Yeah.
Is that salt I smell? Is that salt?
It better be white salt, not seasoned salt.
We have no Lowry's in here. Is that Old Bay?
Son, I swear, if I find one more goddamn bay leaf in your drawers.
And he's always getting, like, for breakfast, it's like white bread and mayonnaise is his lunch sandwich.
Yeah, they are people who do not care about taste.
Right, no. They're watching, like, a Popeyes commercial on TV, and they're like, and the dad's just seething over the idea of jerk seasoning.
Like, close your eyes, don't watch this.
As if there were titties on screen. He's like,
turns
to porn.
Yeah.
He puts porn on. He's like, watch this.
Yeah, but it's missionary. It's not spicy at all. It's very boring.
He's got a special VHS tape of nothing but missionary scenes that he puts on whenever a fast food chicken commercial appears.
It's called the porn's called 15 Years Deep, and it's just like couples that have been in a relationship for a while and only do missionary anymore.
And he turns to Wolfgang and goes, "The way things should be."
And he eats like a rice cake.
Yeah.
A rice cake that he has dipped in a glass of water.
Wow.
Softens it for me. My chompers.
What a
fragile chompers.
His parents are not great.
The walls are all white.
Yeah, and so he's trying to put away all of his cooking shit. And
yes.
He gets, I think he gets everything except for one thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? It'll be like sticking out of the closet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do that now or do we want to
His parents come in and he's like, oh, hey, good morning, mother and father. Just putting on my backpack for school.
Great.
And they're like sniffing at the air.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, smells good in here. He's like, I farted.
Yeah. I have a real spicy butthole.
Must have been that bistro we went to.
Yeah. Not me. Not cooking. Uh-huh. My butthole is what it is. Not food. Anyway, school time.
And they're like, wait a second. Is that a spatula sticking out from underneath your bed?
I see those four slidey things.
They pull it out and it's a spatula. And he starts crying. He starts bawling.
Yeah.
And he's just like, listen, mom, dad, I love cooking. I have to be a chef.
Yeah. And now I feel like they double down now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they'd be absolutely. In fact, they like rip open his closet and take everything.
Oh my gosh. Mm.
The cat's like pawing at the closet and they're like, huh. Sue, what do you find in there? And they find his entire kitchen set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are beside themselves, and they just tear it apart. And
they're like, no son of mine is going to be a chef.
And he gets really upset. And he's like, I wish someone would 86 my life. And he runs out of the room crying. 86 is restaurant speak when you're out of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
He's taking upset.
Off the menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, no, we are not a spicy family.
Yeah. We're not a flavor country.
We eat packaged foods only.
There's no donkey sauce in this house.
Now get back to your books. You're going to be a math man.
Maybe, what if he goes to like school at this point? Because I definitely think so. So maybe he goes to school. So it's like they've had this argument. He's like, go get on the bus.
Uh-huh. You know?
So he gets on the bus to go to school.
Guys, are we in it?
We'll talk about this when you get home.
Making the origin story of Guy Fieri.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What have
it
done?
Might be.
Okay, so
I should have pocketed that.
So he goes to school.
Yeah.
And he's in home ec class.
He's wearing his button-up shirt with flames on it. Not saying anything's going to happen.
No. This kid's just similar.
He's wearing his sunglasses on the back of his head.
And, you know, he just happens to have his hair, like, spiked.
But that's it.
Because the moment he leaves the house, he does, like, he takes his clothes out of his back. He gets real spicy the moment he leaves the house.
Yeah, he's like Spider-Man. Like,
yeah.
He's got a change of clothes in his backpack.
He leaves the house dressed in beige, and then, like, we see this, like, slow transformation as he's walking to school.
And so he's in home ec class, and the teacher's like notices that he's intentionally not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher's like,
he's got like a cake and he's just like pouring salt into it.
Yeah. Right. Wolfgang, what's the matter? You're our star pupil.
Yeah, you're the best math boy we have.
He's like crying. He's very upset.
What's that, Wolfgang?
Cake's doing and cooking's doing.
Wolfgang,
use your mouth.
Wolfgang, spit out all those Tootsie Rolls.
And he actually does have a bunch of Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah. He was saving them for later like a hamster. They're in his cheeks.
And he's like, sorry, I had a rough morning.
And then he goes on to explain what happened. And this teacher, by the way, is pivotal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Ooh.
This is like the Robin Williams Dead Poets Society.
That's right.
Yeah. This is Mr. Holland right here.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Hollandaise.
This is Mr. Hollandaise.
That's his name. Mr. Hollandaise. The home ec teacher.
Mr. Hollandaise Opus. Perfect.
Mr. Hollandaise. Mr. Hollandaise Open Face Sandwich.
No. Mr. Hollandaise Open Face Sandwich.
That's what an Eggs Benedict is.
Oh, man. So good. All right, so he's pivotal.
To Mr. Hollandaise.
Okay. He's in pivotal to definitely not Guy Fieri's future.
And so he can't do anything in this moment, but he sees, he just doesn't know what to do in this moment, that Mr. Hollandaise. And so, you know, class finishes and Wolfgang walks out of the room, but Mr. Hollandaise has something, his gears are turning in his head.
I think the school bell, we get to like the end of the school day, school bell rings, and instead of walking home, Wolfgang sneaks into the cafeteria.
Mm. And he starts
making things.
Industrially making. Like, he's making a giant pot of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
No regrets, all spaghetti. That's
his motto.
He unbuttons his flame shirt and he has a t-shirt that says it under there.
It's all no regrets, all spaghetti.
Look forward to Ed, Tom, and Ruben merchandise. Yeah. No regrets, all spaghetti.
He takes off his shirt and he has it tattooed on his chest.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah.
He's
all in. He is all in.
And I think then the like
he is,
Mr.
He is diner, dive, and driven.
Nice, Tom.
By that joke I forced. I think he gets busted by like security or whatever.
Oh.
And he gets in like double trouble.
Okay, yeah. So the lunch lady busts him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's a ding dong on his parents' front door.
Oh, ding dong on the door?
Just a real ding dong to the front door.
Yeah. And then someone also rings the bell.
Yeah.
And the lunch lady's
got him by the scruff.
Yeah,
he's still wearing the flame shirt.
Yeah.
And she tells him she tells the parents what happened, and now they're like, that's it. You're going to math school.
Your kid made an entire 5-gallon pot of spaghetti. That was all our pasta for the school year.
Frankly, our work is done, which is nice, but it was unauthorized.
I mean, we're just going to store it and serve it out throughout the coming months.
This actually saves us a lot of time. We're going to be able to like AP US history has never been easier now.
But this little fuck was supposed to be in there.
Yeah. Can I just say that she starts off her conversation with, I regret to spaghetti. And then she goes into it?
Yeah, great. Yes. Just add that little piece of dialogue.
I feel like that's very good craftsmanship.
Right. And so I think
his parents do. They're like, that's it. We're taking you. Public school is too open to every like idea you want to have.
They're
your
filling your mind with their liberal nonsense about cooking.
You're going to math school.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's too spicy in that other school for you.
Oh. We don't like spicy.
Yep, so he's going to Pythagoras Boys School
for developing young number dudes.
Developing young number dudes.
Yeah.
Synonyms are the glue of comedy, you guys.
And so he gets like just shipped off there, huh?
Oh my god. Okay, cool.
Ruben has an idea. I can see the mischief in his eyes.
Because I just to guys get you on my train.
And it's not Guy Fieri.
I'm not saying it's not Guy Fieri. What I'm saying is that
Probably going to be Guy Fieri.
We have a young boy who has a deep passion, and he's now being sent to a place where it's completely repressed in every way.
Uh-huh.
And I just fucking love this.
Okay, great.
It's great. Okay, cool. Anyway, yeah. So he's going to the school for number dudes.
You just wanted to tell us that you're like very emotionally attached to this story.
Because immediately in my brain I was like, this isn't, but it's like almost like a queer story as like a queer person. So I was like,
he's got to come out as a chef.
Yeah, he has to me like this is he has to come out as like he's being repressed.
He's spice gay.
Yeah, he's spice gay. He's gay spice from the Spice Girls.
The lesser known.
Yeah, or queer spice.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Or all spice, frankly. If he's pansexual, he's all spice.
Yeah. All spice, which is a delightful spice.
Oh, it's great.
Great in a nice Christmas beverage.
But I think we see him having to like conform and like tamp everything down. Mm-hmm. And he's in this school for all boys, so having to do numbers all day.
He's working away in the numbers school, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is there a culinary academy next door?
Oh, there is.
Yeah, and it's called culinary school.
Yeah.
Inary.
Yeah. Culinary school. And like, each one has the cool capitalized.
Culinary schoolinary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after, weeks and weeks of trying to do the math thing, and he's just every night he looks out from his bunk
and he hears like opera singers like of the Italian cooks.
Oh yeah.
In
and then just a mariachi band.
Yeah. Every ethnicity food.
Yeah. Sitar music for all the Indian chefs.
And I think
America's just AC/DC's Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
he's
what is that?
He's working on this like he's on like the blackboard, and he's working on this amazing life changing theorem. But then a smell wafts through the window, and like Pepe Le Pew style, it like grabs his nose, basically.
Right?
Like,
right.
Grabs his attention. He finds himself drawn.
Yeah, and he just kind of like almost sort of like floats Pepe Le Pew style, like following the nose, and he goes through the hallways of the math school. He goes like across campus, and he keeps following it.
It's like a Family Circus comic.
And it opens up into this huge like dining kitchen hall.
Yeah. And he's like, he almost doesn't know how he got there. You know, it was just It was instinctive.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks around and just sees all this food and all these people running around with plates and trying each other's dishes.
Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. They're running around him like he's not even there, you know? Like, but he is there, obviously. But he's just so enamored by the commotion of it all.
Yeah.
And I think like he looks like lost, and it's almost too much. And then he runs into, he's lured. The smell that caught him at first was cumin. And he finds himself drawn to this this Indian boy.
Indian boy who's at a table, like stirring something. And he sits down and he's like, what is this place?
Yeah. Where I just sort of wandered over here. He's like, oh, you must be a new kid. You must be a transfer student. I'll show you around.
And what is this new best friend's name?
Raj.
Raj. Yeah,
probably. Statistically, it's Raj Patel.
True. But yes, it's Raj. Mm-hmm. And like suddenly, like he knows like he shouldn't be here. Everything's verboten. But it's this like new wonderful world of like so much more than the small spice book he had in his room.
Right. He almost like
my tiny book of spices.
he almost tries to explain who he is. But like there's so much going on that like it's acceptable why he doesn't, you know, admit what's his motive is.
Yeah, maybe in fact he wants to kind of like keep a low profile because he doesn't want to be like maybe outed just yet.
Totally.
So they're just like, what's your name? He's like, I'm just some guy.
just some guy.
This is when you go to your first gay bar and you're just like, this is hilarious.
I totally, it's like I'm just some guy. And he says it to camera.
Yeah.
Looks directly down the barrel.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom's on the train now.
Oh.
Tom thought we forgot.
Never forget.
And I think there is a moment where he does try to like, we have this cute game of like, I'm from the mat, and he's going to say math school. And the guy's like, oh, Masako, fish egg? Absolutely. Yeah, we have that. And he keeps saying like other things. We'll pull that joke for a minute.
And he's trying new spices that he's never tried before.
Yes.
He's just picking up handfuls of garam masala.
Yeah. What's the one that starts with the T?
Turmeric?
Yes.
just thread after thread of fresh saffron.
Oh, we have a comedy moment where he thinks a beef bouillon cube is a candy and eats it. And they're just like, no, friend.
And he just vomits beef juice everywhere. Yeah. It's hilarious.
But he loves it.
Yeah. He's having fun making lemongrass into little antennae on his head. Like, it's just very fun and playful.
And he's tasting. He's just tasting foods as he goes by.
Yes.
He takes a big bite of a cheeseburger and then, like, goes over and gets a spoonful of sag paneer.
And he asks Raj, he's like, what is this place? He goes, well, it's the culinary, but here we call it Flavor Town.
Oh my god. Okay, cool. So
I'm so glad this is a Sly Guy Fieri origin.
No, it's not. I'm still not getting anything. But they take him out back, and they continue walking, and like out back, there's the school mascot, which is of course the donkey.
And this is Sauce the Donkey.
And we see Guy like nod his head just like,
oh no. He's not Guy.
No, it's Wolfgang.
He's still Wolfgang.
We see Wolfgang just look at the donkey, just nod his head like, this will be important later.
Yeah. He goes boom.
Yeah. He mouths it.
Yeah.
Just
It's like this is the funky butt loving of this.
Yeah. Yes. Rookie of the Year's funky butt loving moment.
Oh my god.
Where he gets it.
Okay.
Boom.
Cool. So I feel like
yummy.
I feel like this is like the pinnacle of
this is where he's gonna decide to like cast off math. And I mean we're getting to basically like fun and games, right? Like we're gonna teach him how to cook.
Mm-hmm. But I think he's like he's having to split two lives here a little bit. Where he's like doing his normal day stuff at the math school because he has to keep up appearances. Mm. His parents know he's there, but then he's like sneaking out to cook with Raj.
Yeah.
And it's so illicit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you see him. I think it's probably sort of montage-y, right?
Yes.
Like most of our movies around this time,
mm-hmm.
just for time's sake. We see him like he's doing math during the day. At night, he's like climbing over the fence and going back to cook with Raj, and they're like making gumbo.
Yeah, they've got a pestle and
mortar.
Mortar and pestle. Yeah.
And he's
grinding
like,
herbs.
And the things start to converge a little bit. Like he's drawing string theory, but it turns into a plate of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Nice. And he gets back to the math school and he's about to go off to class, but he realizes he has like a smudge of barbecue sauce at his collar. And
who
gotta,
is she?
He's got to like get it off before he goes to class.
And I think like it's funny. He's like almost he's marrying these two worlds. Some and so like you talked about like the string theory that kind of turns spaghetti. His professors are not like they're like, well, he seems like he's been sort of not concentrating, but this theorem is amazing. Yeah. I've never seen something like this.
And at the same time, we're seeing when he's cooking with Raj, he's helping. He's like teaching Raj some math to help him with recipes. And
he's
stuff.
Doing like the weird like kind of gastro stuff, like where like he has like tinctures and like it looks basically a lab setup that
they
brings.
They make breathable tikka masala chicken.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it's nitroglycerin cooled.
Yeah, so that you just put the chicken in your mouth and it evaporates.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomatoey.
Mm. Yeah, so good.
So we get to, they're just working toward this thing. And I think eventually now is where he should get found out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so how he gets found out is it's like it's parent visit day.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The old PVD.
Yep.
It's PVD here at the math school.
And at the math
for
school.
For all you number boys.
It's like.
For all you number dudes out there.
At the math school, it's like.
The DJ is doing this over the intercom.
DJ number dude.
Yo, it's PVD day.
Yeah, he's like in this DJ booth and it's just like pi being calculated in the background.
He's like, did you know that records are circles?
I think his parents come in and
they're like, well, we hear you've been getting good grades. Mm-hmm.
Your professors say you're doing work that they've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
So you might be the next Stephen Hawking.
You know him.
You
the
know
guy whose book you used to hide your stupid spices in.
A Brief History of Time.
Remember that pun?
I'm just glad that you've changed for the better and understood that that our family is about rigor and structure.
Yeah.
Not some fanciful flight of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you know who you really are, we're on good terms again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can come back home if you want to when the semester's done. Well, your rooms, we left it the same, just a bed.
And some carpeting.
Yeah. There's a protractor
on the desk.
Yes. Wouldn't want you to stop your work.
Hey, what's been going on?
So wait, are they?
So I think a great way to have him get busted would be if Raj shows up.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Raj, because like he hasn't really like he's maybe opened up to Raj.
Okay,
like, I'm a math boy, and Raj is like, what? Mm-hmm. Like this is a scene a little bit earlier before this PVD. Where
it's
like,
just that I'm a math boy and from the number school.
He's like, but you're not a math boy. You're from Flavortown.
Yeah. No. I'm integers and digits.
Yeah.
Look, I love Flavortown. It's great here. But I belong in the numbers world.
And Roger's just like, you got to stop giving into fear. You got to stop giving into fear. He's like, all right, but I can't right now.
When you were making guacamole yesterday and you were crushing that avocado,
yeah,
that was skill. You're crushing that avocado. Like, you should crush your fears right now.
You should crush your fears right now.
Like an avocado.
Like an avocado.
Like an avocado.
But it's like, you can't do it. And mm-hmm. that kind of is like sort of like a little riff.
So they sort of left each other on like sad terms before we get to this scene.
Oh my God.
So mom and dad are there, but I think Raj comes by to like.
I've got it. I think I've got it here.
Okay.
Get it, Tom.
So I think his parents are like, well, I know we said like after the semester, but I think it should be more immediate. They're like,
oh, cool.
You've pleased us. Yeah. So we're ready to take you home.
Everything's perfect and nothing can go wrong now.
Yes.
Come home with us.
We'll take you home tonight. And so,
and he looks out the window and mm-hmm. sees Raj looking at him from over in the Flavortown courtyard.
Uh huh. And so as
the courthouse,
they're like packing his stuff up and like they're getting ready to go and they're like, okay, Wolfgang, and then they can't find him and
he's
gone. Yeah,
and you see him you smash cut to him running toward Flavortown.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. And like Raj is running. Have we established what's between the two schools? Is it like a green space or?
I think it's just a road or a green space or whatever. It's open.
Sure, it's
but
open.
But there's
it's whatever. You know,
there's like a hopscotch course.
Yeah, and he stops real quick to do it.
You have to respect it.
You have to respect it. That's where they bury soldiers. You have to respect it and do hopscotch.
It's
So he does a quick hopscotch. Yeah. He's running. Does stops at a shuffleboard court. Pushes a few discs.
It's like, gotta pay your respects. And so he, Raj is running from the opposite direction, and they meet up in the middle of the screen space. And I think like his parents, they kind of see
they
him
hop
run
to each other.
Yeah, they hop to each other
in the middle of the hopscotch
thing. Yes, and he's like, I can't. You're right.
They want to take me home. I don't want to do it.
I'm a math boy, but I also want to live in Flavortown. And Roger's like, that's fine.
He's like, both can exist.
Yeah, there's a place in between. Literally, where we're standing right now. And the parents come out, and we see like everybody from Math Town is with the parents behind them. And then everyone comes out of Flavortown.
Gangs of New York culinary all of a sudden.
Yeah. And there's this big like standoff of like all the math people grumbling at the culinary people.
They've all
people.
Got axes and baseball bats.
Yeah, exactly. And chains and whips.
And Wolfgang's dad is wearing a top hat and has a big mustache.
That's absolutely Gangs of New York.
Yeah. And Cameron Diaz is there.
And like, I think
she's there and she's badly Irish.
Yeah.
And I think we have all of this like sort of this like prejudice being yelled back and forth between the two groups and assumptions being made.
Oh, wow.
They have slurs for each other.
Yeah. Hey, isosceles.
nice shirt.
Dick.
Isosceles. Dick.
We don't have any good bad names for the food people.
Yeah, I don't. What's a?
It's hard to insult them.
Yeah, it is.
It's just like real racism. All the slur throwing is pretty one-sided.
Yeah, the Flavortown is just kind of like,
yeah, whatever pizza phase.
They're like, we just want to live in harmony.
Yeah.
I think Raj and Wolfgang know exactly what they have to do, and they get a bunch of Wolfgang brings back into like the math-atorium and grabs all of this like math gear and like lab stuff. And Raj runs back into Flavortown and grabs all these ingredients, and they start cooking using both.
Oh, man.
Snap.
And they make, like, they're making this basically meal right in the middle of everything, all of this hate.
Okay, can I feel like this is early, so can I just take that back a little
yes.
bit?
Well,
this can be our false victory, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, either one.
And
yeah.
then the parents, the mom and the dad, are like, you know what? We were wrong. They take one bite. They both die.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He kills his parents.
Oh, my God. It's too much
it's
for them.
Too much.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah. And is it that his cooking is wrong? Like, he messed up a number and accidentally Ooh. Made it poisonous. Yeah. Or is it just that his dad eats it and is like, salt, and dies? I like that he missed a number.
Yeah. He missed a calculation. He was too sure of himself.
Yeah, we have this great moment where he's like, no, look, mom and dad, see? Like, this can coexist.
Uh-huh.
I can be who
and
I am.
And it looks amazing, and it's like and, also, like... and the presentation of it, too, is, like, very uniform and, like, you know, like, very, like, geometric. So they're into it.
They have that moment where they're like, you know what, son? We understand.
We understand now.
And they take a bite, and it's like when they open the Ark of the Covenant.
their faces melt off.
And then we
just bones.
And then we cut to like gravestones that say Felix Pack and then Ariana Pack.
that's their
Felix
names.
And Ariana are the two names. And it's a funeral. And like
it's raining.
It's raining. Raj is trying to console our protagonist, but he's just like, just get away from me, Raj.
Yeah, Wolfgang. Yeah, and Wolfgang, wants nothing to do with
it. I should
it.
Never listen to you, Raj.
Yeah.
I flavor blasted them out of existence.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and Roger's like, they're in the ultimate Flavortown now. I'm like, shut up.
And he's like, I don't believe the same as you. I don't believe in a Flavortown afterlife.
I'm going back to math, all right? I can't cook anymore. That's what killed my parents.
And I'm going to be such a good mathematician, I'll never make a mistake again.
I'll never miss another number. This is for you, Felix and Ariana.
Okay, great. So I feel like we're at the beginning of the Dark Night of the Soul.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I feel like it should only get worse. So I think Raj is like, no, just, I thought we were friends and we could like hang out. And he's like, we were never friends. We were learning from each other. That's it.
I was using you.
Yeah, I was using you.
And I got what I needed.
Yeah.
And then it killed my parents.
Yeah.
So I'm out of here.
Yeah, and that's partially because of you. You're part of the reason why my parents are dead.
You taught me to make too much flavor happen.
Yeah, you and your ethnic spices.
Yeah.
You made me an orphan.
And he throws a handful of chili powder in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
which Raj is like cool with. It does not really affect him. Yeah.
And he goes home and he runs upstairs and he like slams his door and he hears like a and it was Sue and he killed
oh,
Sue.
What?
Yeah,
he crushed
it
Sue.
It only gets worse.
Oh, yeah. And then in the background a plane crashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like the TV's on the background, it's like the stock market is not
really
great.
Not doing good.
Yeah.
Ever since that kid's parents died.
Yeah. I mean, we're not saying they're related, but
I mean, they happen on the
interesting
on the
timing.
Same day.
Yeah. All I'm saying is the timing is interesting. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Felix and Ariana had a really big impact on this.
Yeah, they had a lot of money tied up in the stocks because they're very responsible. Yeah.
Yep. And so so then you have
he's just sitting up in his room looking at his math books.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And as he's flipping through his math books, it's like, you know, Quantum Mechanics Volume 1, Triangles and You, The Untold Story of 90 Degrees.
Uh-huh.
And then he finds his Brief History of Time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And as he finds that, there's a ding dong on the door.
Another ding dong.
Yeah.
Rings the doorbell.
And also somebody rings the doorbell. And he opens it and it's Mr. Hollandaise.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was going to be important.
That's right. And he is important.
He's
Ruben.
About to be important.
Oh, that's right.
And he's and he's like,
"Sorry about your folks."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry you murdered your parents.
I read about it in the papers. It's a shame. The headlines all flavor blasted all over every headline. I think they'd have a better term for it, but it's the first time it's happened to anybody. So,
and it's
I did think it was funny that it said you sent them to their gravy.
That was a pretty good. That was a pretty good like paper joke.
That was a good slam.
I gotta admit, it helped me get through it kind of.
I'm in a dark place, and that was one thing that did make me kind of smile.
Because the reason I was so emotionally affected by the loss is because Felix was my brother. Yeah, they never told you about me because they were ashamed of me. Because
I'm a home ec teacher.
Because I'm a home ec teacher and love cooking.
Your dirty egg-cracking uncle.
That's what they called me.
They uncle egg-crack.
They called me an egg-cracker.
These slurs are out of hand.
It's legitimately like the best slur I've heard in terms of any cooking people. And he's like... you know, he's like, so now, you know, I'm your legal guardian.
You're mine now. Yeah, so, I'm your Alfred.
Yeah.
I know it's tough and it might be soon, but if you want to cook again, and he's like, I never want to cook again, and slams the door on him.
Uh-huh. Maybe Mr. Hollandaise is like, they gave me a key.
Yeah.
And maybe he's like, fine. Oh, sorry. You.
No, I was just going to say, he grabs the two ding-dongs that were on the door that have not been retrieved yet.
Yeah.
And he hands one to Wolfgang.
Yeah.
And he's like, what does this have to do with anything? And he goes, when the time is right, you'll understand.
And he just regards it and then brings it up to his room and like puts it on his desk.
Yeah, it's just a little suction cup dildar.
I do want a moment though of him like doing that, and then he gets like so angry at the whole ordeal.
Oh,
and he takes all of the spices from his book, Brief History of Time,
uh-huh.
and he smashes them.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Like he just kind of like goes on a rampage in his room right. and destroys all of his old spices.
Then, wow.
Mr. Hollandaise walks in, he's like, listen, I know that things are tough and you don't want to cook right now, but hey, I got this math problem I want you to solve.
Oh my god.
He puts like this huge math problem like on the board and he's just like, figure that out for me, and then he leaves.
Yeah. Oh my god.
He's like, you figure this out, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
Great. And can I just say, the ding-dongs were not dildos. They were like the
ding-dongs. Like Debbie cakes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. I was thinking dildos.
This episode will not be gross.
No.
We said it.
You meant the little snack cakes.
Like, well, Debbie. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So rewind. He doesn't pull a dick off the door. He's got a snack cake. On
yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Just wanted
so
to
much funny.
It was like these suction cup dildos they kept attaching to the door.
So yeah.
Ed was like, hell yeah.
I feel like we've broken Ed's world here. Yeah.
No, I'm on board with that. I just was very confused.
Okay.
It's like shows, when I hear the word ding dong, that's all I can think about.
So again, much like that near the beginning of the film, he goes to sleep like crying, mm-hmm. smashed to white, he wakes up and that that equation hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he decides, like,
it would be weird if it did.
Right. It would be strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but also, like, emotionally, you know what I mean? It's still present for him.
Yes.
Ruben.
Yeah. 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 I get it.
Uh huh.
That makes sense.
There's an emotional weight to it.
And so he slowly, you know, starts working.
He beautiful minds it. Like, we see him just sitting up in his room for days and days on end. You know, day becomes night, becomes day, becomes night. Becomes
and
night.
I think he kind of
he's
fights
just
it.
Going insane.
Before he goes insane, I think he kind of like, I just want to have a moment of him just being like, like, he keeps walking by it and seeing it,
yeah,
and kind of trying to ignore it. And then he's like, well, there's this, okay, there's a small part of it. And he, like, you know, draws on the board and then puts it down. And he's just like, and then he gets stuck in that thing where then he starts beautiful minding it.
Yeah. And he goes like crazy. He goes like crazy. He goes like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And eventually he stops and steps back.
Oh my God.
And he sees it. He's like, oh my God. It's not a math problem.
No, it's not.
It's a recipe.
Yes, for donkey sauce. Yes. Oh my God! I looked over at Ed, and his eyes went crazy. I'm like, I've got a thing too. Thank God.
That's exactly.
Yeah, because donkey sauce has never been invented.
No.
It's too complex.
Yeah. And then Mr. Hollandaise walks in, and he's just like, "Wolfgang, are you all right?" And he's like, "Don't call me Wolfgang. My name's Guy." Fiari. It's like, Fiari, where did that come from?
Yeah. He's like, I just realized I want to be a chef, and Wolfgang Pack is way too similar to an existing one.
It would be confusing for everyone.
Yeah.
He's like, call me Guy. And then there's like a lightning strike.
And I think like Hollandaise, Mr. Hollandaise goes, I've got something in the car I want you to see. I've been holding on to it for you to this very day.
Okay.
And he opens up the trunk and there's like
Raj. I'm just joking.
It's Rob.
It's like a suit bag.
Uh-huh.
And he unzips it and inside is a flame shirt.
Oh my God, a bowling shirt with flames on it.
And jean shorts.
Yeah.
And a pair of glasses.
But
only to be
Ruben,
worn
use the correct technical term, jorts.
Sorry. he says, here are your jean shorts. And he goes, no, they're called jorts.
Yeah.
And he's like, that was a test.
And they're all flame retardant because, like, you know, why just give him an outfit? Make it really useful.
So I think, and he gives him, you know, like a set of knives and everything a chef needs. And so we've got to have him redeem himself in some way. So maybe there is a competition or something.
Yes, he goes to show up at Flavortown, and there's a competition cooking, like a cooking competition.
It's like the end of semester cooking competition, and everyone's turning in their final projects.
And Raj is kicking ass.
Yeah, and he shows up, and he's just like, I'd like to enter.
Would you take a late entrant?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you're not a student.
He's like, no, I'm a student of the world.
And they go,
they're like, God damn, you're cool.
He's right.
They're like, let him cook.
Let him cook.
And I think, like, does Raj know it's him?
Not yet. No,
because
he was never wearing the flame shirt when they met.
Yeah. Right. So he just looks different. I'm gonna blonde tips. I'm holding on to that for a second.
Okay.
There's a thing that's gonna happen here.
Okay.
And they start this cook off.
Uh huh.
And it's like fast and furious and it's intense.
Uh-huh. And he's still using his lab equipment. Like he's basically setting himself up with the same setup that accidentally killed his parents.
Yes.
Yeah. Just so he can have like that push pull of emotion.
Oh, but we definitely see like when he's going over the numbers, we make a huge point of like he like very distinctly writes a 2.
Yeah.
It's just like that's it.
That's the one. The secret to donkey sauce was 2.
Or whatever it is, right? Yes,
it's 2.
And he's cooking and cooking and cooking. And does he make the donkey sauce that he just got?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like so he presents this meal. And I think the donkey sauce is on the side.
Oh, yeah.
So what is this? Like, what is this complete just like aberration he makes?
Yeah. He makes something shitty with donkey sauce on the side.
Yeah. It is like
okay.
It's a bacon wrapped.
Yeah.
Lime crusted.
Wolf meat.
wolf popper. It's a bacon encrusted lime wolf popper.
Lime enema wolf popper.
Wolf popper.
Frime with a fried onion ring bun.
Served with a fresca.
With a side and a side of donkey sauce.
Yeah.
And maybe the judges come over, and or Raj comes over.
Yeah, I think Raj has to go first here too. Like, and Raj presents this like really just fucking banging like tikka that he's made.
Man, that British cuisine.
It's so fucking, but it's like a real like he's like it's really flavorful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's taking ownership over the colonists.
He's like, we're taking it back.
Yeah, exactly.
This is mine now.
Yeah.
And the judges, they taste his, and they're just like, this is remarkable.
It's exquisite.
Yeah. Exquisite. It's perfect. So
they're even like about to like, oh, man, here's the blue ribbon. We want to put it on right now. Well, I guess we got to taste everybody else's.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, just, you know, yeah. It's just the red tape.
It's
the
red tape. Sorry,
we
Raj.
We got to do this.
Hang around, Raj. Got enough time.
We love you, Raj.
We love you, Raj.
And I think like an important part
go,
of this
go
too
go stand
is, like,
on the number one spot on the podium.
You just save us all some time. Save us all some time, Raj.
And I think an important part of like Raj's, the judging of Raj's dish is that it's like, it's like the it's like so classically a perfect tikka masala in every way.
Mm-hmm. They're doing that like that sort of cooking show thing where it's like you chose to make the most basic, completely like everyone has done this
unimaginable
dish. Unimaginably like why would you not take any risks, but you executed it perfect.
Yeah. And he's just like, I don't know, someone that I met seemed really bland, but I found you can find really interesting, spicy things in the blandest of places.
Yes.
It's like a secret homage to
and you see a single tear fall out from underneath the sunglasses. Yeah.
I wish I knew where that friend was right now.
Yeah, because I would tell that friend that he's the one that taught me to go back to my roots.
Yeah.
But I don't see his classic beige jacket anywhere.
Yeah, and his beige khaki shorts. He looked like a little safari man all the time.
Khaki shorts, or as I call them,
Korts.
K-H-O-R-T-S.
Korts.
And it's like, well, you understand, we have to go. Yeah. What was your name again? Guy.
Just call me.
And they go and they're like, well, what's whatever? This looks like you just mashed
this is
up.
Like, what is this?
What is this even?
Wolf meat? Yes.
It's wolf meat. It's
lime enema.
Stuff that I put lime juice in the wolf's butts for a week. And then I slaughtered them. Yeah, and then I wrapped them in bacon and deep fried them.
You know the truck Gravedigger? Yeah. I cooked it on its
engine block. And so they take.
And I did the whole thing while chewing on a habanero pepper.
And they.
And I played. I did Ouija board with Julia Child's ghost.
And I think they take a bite and they're like, interesting, but.
The
just
flavors
not,
are conflicting. There's something missing.
Something's missing. And he goes, well. And he like takes off a smaller, like.
A ramekin.
Like a small ramekin. And it's like blinding this donkey sauce. And he goes, that's not the
it's
complete.
Like the briefcase in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
And he's like, that's not the complete dish. If you will, please domp it.
Domp it. Please
domp
it.
Domp it.
So it's like they just dip it, their fingers get in it, and they just like domp it.
If you would domp it in the donkey sauce. Yeah.
It's a special creation of mine. I call it, and he looks over at Sauce the Donkey.
Donkey sauce. And then goes, fuck you.
Yeah.
This is all I have.
I didn't release my image for this.
Yeah. This is the one thing I have in my life, and you're trying to fucking take it?
You've stolen my likeness.
And they love it, and they're like,
so they dip it, and they eat it, and you see their eyes just light up,
mm-hmm.
And you can't tell for a minute if their faces are going to melt off or not.
Yeah,
right.
There's a second where they put it in their mouth, and they're like,
He might have fucked up again,
right?
Yeah. And he has like all these flashbacks to his parents dying, and we once again see their faces melt, just to use the CG budget,
and they don't, and it just becomes these like giant smiles and tears rolling down their face, like this is the most incredible thing I've ever tasted, and they're just like pouring the compliments on
him. And Raj comes off the first place podium thing. He's like, let me taste that. Mm-hmm. And Raj bites into it.
And then he donks it first.
And then
he definitely donks it.
He donks it on the donkey sauce. And then when he eats it, he goes, it can't be.
Yeah. And they say it together. Donkey sauce.
Yeah. And he goes, Wolfgang?
Yeah. He knows just by the flavor.
Yeah.
Like, Wolfgang is like, yeah, man, it's me.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't recognize you. He's like, well, that's because I'm Guy now.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. He's like, where'd you get Fieri from? He's like, Felix and Ariana matched together.
Yes!
Oh, Mark. Oh, you sneak, Mark.
And
Mark's been he's been just sort of sitting like somewhat quietly for a lot of the show, and I'm like, come on, Mark, but Jesus Christ.
Oh.
He laid a trap that we
blessings. That was amazing.
That was the most just like diabolical joke drop.
Beautiful. And okay, so I
just the one thing. is Raj just like, you look ridiculous, I like this, but I feel like it's missing something.
Mm-hmm.
And Raj goes, I got it. And Raj dips his hand into not the sauce. He dips his hand into a bowl of saffron that he was using for his dish.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And a bowl of saffron is worth tens of thousands of dollars.
It's tens of thousands of dollars.
It's a well-funded school.
And in a very loving gesture, he runs his hands through Guy's hair.
Uh-huh.
And there's like a sprinkling of magic sounds.
Yep. And it spikes up and turns yellow.
Oh my gosh, it's incredible.
Yeah. And it's like, so beautiful.
And he gets out a piping bag and frosts the tips.
and Raj touches Guy's face and goes, you are now complete. And they're like, this is amazing. But unfortunately,
since you're not a student,
you're not a student here, you are not qualified to win this. Raj, like we said, get back on the podium. Congrats on winning. However, this shit's badass.
And then, all right, hold on. Bear with me on this.
Oh, good.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Guy's like, it's fine. He goes up on stage and he goes, I just want you all to know that I don't care if I win. Raj is so good at this. I just wanted to tell you how much this has meant to me. Before I came out as Guy, I was holding something back.
I am a Guy man.
I've been Guy this whole time.
And I think
I knew I was Guy when I was 10.
I kept all my kitchen utensils in the closet this whole time.
I was working in the closet as a chef before I knew I was Guy.
I don't care if anyone calls me a Fieri. Yeah. I'm owning that now.
So he gives a very impassioned speech.
Yeah.
And everyone just starts slow clapping.
Uh huh. Mr. Hollandaise is there too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The spirits of his parents, Star Wars style.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we're proud of you now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're coming to you from Flavortown. It exists.
Yeah. The Great Beyond exists. It's real.
Thank you for like respecting our names by incorporating them into your last name. That was brilliant.
That was crazy. No one saw it coming.
Then
we cut to 6 months later.
Nice.
And we're back at the same restaurant that we saw from his childhood.
Oh my
yeah.
And people were like, oh, order up.
Yeah.
No
MSG.
Yeah, get this gluten out of
two,
here.
Two wolf poppers.
Yeah.
Extra donkey sauce.
And then we go to, there's a little girl that's at a table with a big family. Things are really hectic. And she like crafts something and puts it on some food. And the parents are like, oh, get that out of here. And then guy
steps
in and
is like,
hold on a second. That's really good stuff, kid.
I'm going to put that on my menu.
Oh, nice. And yeah. He goes... he turns and he goes, hey, Raj, come check this out. And Raj comes out. He's the head chef at Guy Fieri's Flavortown USA restaurant, the first one ever.
Uh-huh.
And Raj looks, he tastes it, and he just leads the little girl back into the kitchen, like, show me how you made that.
Yeah.
You know?
And the three of them.
And the parents are like, my baby.
And you can't just take an unattended minor into the kitchen of a restaurant?
And the three of them drive off in a T-Bird.
With Highway to Hell play.
Yeah.
You're our daughter now.
We're taking your child.
And we'll see you next time on Diamonds, Drivers, and Dives.
Black.
Tempered steel.
Tempered steel.
The Guy Fieri story. It's the first time that's ever on the screen.
A young gay parable disguised as the Guy Fieri origin story.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Freak, yeah. What a treat.
That's the best one we've ever done. That's the best movie we've ever done. Oh. Fuck me.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep. Mark, thanks for being here with us.
Oh, that was so fun. That was fun. Thanks for having me off.
Yeah,
I'm
guys,
like hungry now.
Just look up Mark and check out whatever he does because it's all fucking golden.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, come out Dad's Garage if you're in Atlanta.
Yeah. Ruben's just blank now.
Yeah, man.
Every bisexual bone in my body is so happy about it.
There's like 200 something of them.
Right?
A lot of them.
Jesus.
All right, guys. Well, hey, this is your Welcome Hollywood.
I'm Ed.
I'm Tom.
I'm Ruben.
I'm Mark.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Donkey sauce.
Boom.
Goes the donkey sauce.
Boom goes the donkey sauce.
This has been your Welcome Hollywood with Ed, Tom, and Ruben. For more, go to edtomandruben.com and thanks.